Good morning. Today is Wednesday, September 14th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be mostly sunny with a high of 82 and a low of 59. In our top story, the debate over whether a Johnston County school board member should be forced to give up his seat for violating school board policies played out at Tuesday's school board meeting. Some residents thanked the school board for recently censuring the board member and asking the district attorney to investigate whether she can remove him from office. But others defended the board member and said the investigation is a witch hunt. The school board member is accused of secretly recording conversations among school board members and having two students removed from a school due to his personal issues with a parent. Johnston's term ends in 2024. He has refused to resign, despite board members' requests to do so. In higher education, several North Carolina colleges and universities ranked among the country's best in the U.S. News & World Report's annual rankings. Prospective students, parents and school counselors use the rankings as a guide in making college choices. The new report evaluates 1,500 colleges and universities on up to 17 measures of academic quality, including graduation rates, student debt, faculty and instruction. Duke University took the top ranking for North Carolina universities at 10th overall. UNC Chapel Hill is the highest-ranked public university in the state and fifth-highest public university nationwide. UNCCH topped Duke in the best value category at 15th overall. Go to newsobserver.com to see how North Carolina schools did in the rankings. In Orange County, people who use opioids and are at risk of an accidental overdose can now get a life-saving overdose reversal kit from a local vending machine. The Orange County Jail has become one of the few facilities in the state to offer free Narcan nasal spray for drug overdoses. The medicine is used to quickly treat an opioid overdose and it's now available 24 hours a day in a vending machine in the lobby of the Orange County Detention Center in Hillsborough. A recent study found that people are 40 times more likely to die from an opioid overdose in the first 2 weeks after they leave jail. In food news, we started with 64 restaurants in our ultimate barbecue bracket, and now we're down to the final two. Through five rounds of the bracket and hundreds of thousands of votes, Old School Barbecue and New School Barbecue have been neck and neck, begging the question, which reigns supreme in this barbecue-loving state? The final two pit Wilbur's Barbecue against Midwood Smokehouse. Vote for your favorite through Thursday at noon. We'll announce the winner on Friday. Finally, in sports, ACC released conference schedules for men's basketball teams. We take a closer look at UNC, Duke and North Carolina State schedules to see what triangle teams will face this season. For a complete look, go to newsobserver.com. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.